as part of a series of sanctions imposed by Israel on the Hamas-run Gaza Strip. Israel has not allowed cash shipments into Gaza since October. This means local banks are running out of cash. The Israeli shekel is the main currency and is widely used in the Gaza Strip. But the territory needs at least 400 million shekels, or about 100 million US dollars in new bills to replace the good ones and to pay salaries.
Due to Israeli banks' decision to stop dealing with Gaza banks, we have been suffering from shortage of liquidity. The shekel is not available, local banks cannot pay full salaries of their customers, and the available bills are tattered.
Economists and bank officials warn that tens of thousands of civil servants will not be able to cash their paychecks on the payday, the 5th of December.
Shortage of the shekel in Gaza Strip has a very negative and destructive consequences on the market. First of all, the Palestinian governmental employee will not be able to take their salaries. This salaries is around $60 million, which around 300 million shekel per month.
The cash crunch is the latest shortage spreading throughout Gaza, which has forced the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, to hold cash handouts to 98,000 of Gaza's poorest residents. The new crisis of cash shortage comes ahead of the Eid al-Adha feast that is celebrated by Muslims worldwide. This means Gaza residents will not be able to withdraw money or cash the checks to buy each stuff, such as clothing, food, meat, and toys for their children.
I went to the ATM to withdraw money in order to buy needed stuff for my family ahead of Eid al-Adha, but my request was rejected, as a note says the bank has run out of shekels.
Since Israel declared Gaza a hostile entity in the 19th of September of last year, after Hamas took over the territory in June 2007, most Israeli banks have halted their relations with Gaza-based banks. The latest crisis comes as Israel continues to tighten its siege on Gaza by keeping all border crossings closed since November the 4th, depriving Gazans of their basic rights and needs. Economic experts say the crisis of cash shortage will worsen the already collapsed economy in the impoverished besieged Gaza Strip. This crisis is due to Israeli banks' decision to stop dealing with Gaza banks. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.